50 years ago this week, Broadway let the sunshine in. The musical Hair was controversial in 1968 with its rock music, hippies, nude scene, integrated cast, and anti-war irreverence. It billed itself as the American tribal love rock musical. Audiences didn't quite know what to make of that at first, but NPR's Bob Mondello says they figured it out.
To appreciate how unexpected Hair was in 1968, listen for a second to what else was playing on Broadway that week.
Hello, Harry Wells.
Broadway was a place of tradition, of stars, clearly enunciated lyrics, tap dancing chorus kids, and soaring ballads. The counterculture wasn't part of that tradition, especially when it sounded like this. Broadway's idea of rock music had been the Elvis-like character in Bye Bye Birdie. Galt McDermott's music was closer to the real thing, and the Flower Power lyrics didn't sound like show tunes either.
Ripped open by metal explosion.
Caught in barbed wire, fireball.
Bullet shot.
Bullets? Barbed wire? And a look through the program was no more reassuring to the gray hairs in the audience. The third song, Hashish, was basically a list of drugs. The fourth song, Sodomy, listed sexual acts. That's drugs and sex right at the top of Act One. And plot? Well, there wasn't one, really. Something about a guy who was worried about getting drafted, except his storyline kept disappearing so that, say, a then-unknown Diane Keaton could sing about how much she liked dating black men. This was, remember, barely 3 weeks after the death of Martin Luther King. Riots had rocked major cities, including New York. But the show had little patience with the prejudices it was mocking.
This is 1968, dearies, not 1948.
1968!
What the hell you got, 1968?
That makes you so damn superior.
Hair was the generation gap made flesh, and for a few seconds at the end of the first act, made flesh with flesh. A nude scene in half light the show added as it leapt from off-Broadway to a bigger theater on Broadway. The reviews were mixed, but young people were showing up. The traditional theater audience came along for the ride because despite all the show's button-pushing and profanity, Hair was centrally, essentially, innocent. Kids out front watching kids on stage who saw the world as improvable.
Good morning, starshine.
Who were hopeful about the future.
The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below.
Yes, those kids were disheveled, and by those kids I sort of mean me, since I wore my own hair then down to the middle of my back. My mom thought I looked like a poodle, and in pictures I kinda do. A proud poodle, because Hair helped make hippies mainstream and relatable.
When the moon is in the seventh house.
On TV, student protesters may have seemed threatening to some people. On stage, they were sort of cuddly. The American tribal love rock musical soon became a hit all over the world. In Brazil, in Italy, in Japan, and it made rock music something that theater had finally figured out how to work with in shows like Jesus Christ Superstar, Grease, Dreamgirls, Rock of Ages. The rock musical became a genre on Broadway. Hair got there first.
Let it fly in the breeze and get caught in the trees. Give a home to the fleas in my hair.
These days, Hair is performed in high schools by kids who can ask their grandparents about the draft and the war in Vietnam. Kids who have recently, whatever the length of their hair, been back in the news carrying protest signs at the March for Our Lives, reminding those of us who've gotten disillusioned through the years of the fierce optimism youth nearly always has about the future. their future. Hair was the dawning of the age of Aquarius, but a half century later, that age is still with us. I'm Bob Mondello.